They picked blueberries and ate their lunch, and then Christian said, "The fog is coming, Harry. We must go." The fisherman hauled in the boat for them. "Come any time," he said. "I like seeing young folks around the
connected
place."
As the lives and deaths of Mabel Greer and Dr. Segur seemed to be, they were vividly linked. Within 1 month after Mrs. Greer's death, the newspaper reported that just before her death, Mrs. Greer had acknowledged that an illegitimate son had been born to her and Dr. Segur when they were both very young, and that Dr. Segur had adopted.
Then, from way off to one side, came a sound that I would have recognized anywhere. It was the coughing roar of a charging bear. My heart went to pushing up into my throat, nearly choking off my wind. I strained for every lick of speed I could get out of my running leg.
7 years later, on an autumn morning in the year 1928, before the first pencil of light had penetrated the background floor bedroom in Cable Street.